Hello, you're listening to the podcast of the Alice Unreal Show, broadcast from Shepherd University Radio, July 13th, 2013.
Wings, the shadow across the moon, the sounds of the night, as the Zeit bird spreads her wings and soars above the earth into an earlier time dimension where she used to exist and feel. Come fly with me, Alice Unreal, the Zeit bird at WSHC FM. So here we are with our tribute to the great Allison Steele, that wonderful DJ from a long time ago. Here we are with our producer, Pierre Labert. Any technical problems, we're going to blame on him.
And
you're doing very well. Well, friends, Alice is on a road trip today. A summer road trip in a Skylark convertible. Cashed our last paychecks at the AMP. Just a handful of cash. We got a carton of Marlboros. No credit cards. Pack some food. Bring your sleeping bag. Not sure where we're going to stay. Melanie is going to take care of the cat. I'd like to see the West before we get old and before we forget how to have fun. Texas is in the way, but we'll see how it goes. So, Pierre, get us going. Trouble's coming our way.
Thank you.
We'll be right back.
Parsons and Emmy Lou Harris, Return of the Grievous Angel. Well, that's a wonderful road song. And boy, those early pictures of Gram Parsons looks like a kid that Melissa has now, who plays the guitar and kind of is as cool as Gram Parsons. I don't know. And then, a favorite song of Emmy Lou Harris, Bad Moon Rising. Don't need to say too much about John Fogerty and Creedence. We'll try to play more of that later if we run out of songs. But let's... Emmy Lou and Graham are heading west to grow up with the country, so let's turn this skylark west and see where we go. Pierre?
Staying with us tonight, Miss Amy Lou Harris, Miss Bonnie Raitt, and Mr. Jesse Winchester.
I see the bright lights of Memphis and the Commodore Hotel. Underneath the street lamp, I met the bell. Oh, she took me to the rhythm. Well, she cast a spell. And in that southern moonlight, as she sang a song so well. If you be my Dixie chicken, I'll be your Tennessee lamb. Thank you.
got a way. Yes, that guitar player sure could play. She always liked to sing along. She's always got a good song. One night in the lobby, yeah, of the Comerco Hotel, I chanced to meet a bartender who said he knew her well. I'll be your Tennessee land. We can walk together.
Texas music's not too bad. Paul Ray and the Cobras, Texas Clover from 1975. And, oh my goodness, Stevie Ray Vaughan on the guitar, his older brother Jimmy Vaughan also in that band. Of course, they went on to become the Fabulous Thunderbirds, but that's a different story. It's going to be a different Alice Unreal. And then before that, Dixie Chicken, well, Little Feet, Old George, with Emmylou Harris, Bonnie Raitt, Jesse Winchester, 1977. And here, I just want to say, if you want to see those people looking absolutely fabulous, click on the Winners and Losers website, and you'll see the link to the YouTube video. And my goodness, Emmylou Harris's hair is all black, and Bonnie Raitt's hair is all red, and Lowell George is alive. And there you go. Well, anyway, there we go, Pierre. Where are we headed next?
Broken Arrow. We'll be right back.
Thank you. apparently Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young. Oh, excuse me, was Young in there? Carol, do you remember?
Pierre's shaking his head at this moment.
No, not on that one, no.
Not on that one. Okay, that was from 1999, and I think Neil Young tended to pop in and out. Of course, he was with Buffalo Springfield, along with Stephen Stills and Richie Furay. Boy, Richie Furay, he popped up at every roadside stop we made today, didn't he, Carol?
So there was something about David Geffen thinking that he would put together this supergroup, and that's where Souther, Hillman, and Furay actually came from. Geffen handpicks these guys and says, I want to hear them playing together. So a part of it was actually intentional. I think some of it is a little bit of random incestuous relationships, right, between musicians, but some of it was planned. And I think,
interesting. I got to say, I haven't heard Broken Arrow since a really long time. It's a little weirder than I remember, actually. It's from 1967, so I think there's an explanation right there. But, you know, I think for a road trip, as we're driving through the desert, it actually seems appropriate, Carol. So I like that just fine. And we're coming up on how much longer till we get to our destination?
Well, we're getting there. We're gonna stop in L.A., right?
That's what I was wondering. So L.A. is our destination. I'm looking forward to that. I haven't been there in a really long time. So let's kick it off and find something to bring us there.
Could we hear some women, do you think?
You know, and not just in the background, right?
Not just in the
background. I thought Bonnie and Emmylou did a good job with Dixie Chicken, but they were drowned out by the guys. So let's have somebody belt out their own song.
Here we go.
All right.
I think we're going to hear Neil Young in this one, too.
Really?
SHC Shepherd's Town.
Yeah.
Jerry Jeff Walker with L.A. Freeway, written by Guy Clark. And you know, Melissa, this is kind of the way driving around L.A. feels to me. I'm kind of scared. I'm glad we've got the convertible and all, but I miss Allison Steele. I miss our radio shows from back at home. I miss WNUW-FM. I don't know. I like Linda Ronstadt. That she's hanging around with this guy Jackson Brown. Maybe we should check that out a little bit more. Stay around for a while. I don't know. What do you think?
I think I'd like that very much. LA isn't too scary. It's just different, you know. And you got me, babe. So you know, I'll take care of you.
The old Pierre's doing a good job. We did get a different version of Love is a Rose than the one that I had in mind that had Neil Young, but I liked it. Live is good.
Okay. You know, I like a producer that you know, goes a little rogue on you every once in a while. Keeps us on our toes.
Actually, a little Thank cheap. You. I just had that in my
It's okay. thing. Well, you know, I'm glad that we actually finally got to do this road trip.
You know, Carol, it's been a long time coming, and I, too, am glad that we got to do this road trip. I think the Skylark convertible held up quite well, don't you?
Yeah, I think we've still got some fun left in us. I'm happy to know that. And
yep.
What else you got to say?
What else do I have to say? I just want to say thank you, everyone, again, for listening. Carol, thanks for being my road trip partner for as long as I can remember. And let's do it again.
Okay, so we're going to go out with Desperados, another Jerry Jeff Walker tune.
All right. Here we go. Take care, pal.
Take care.
Bye.
This is a song a guy wrote, probably one of the first ones I ever did. And it's a song about his grandma's boyfriend, is how he described it to me. But it almost described perfectly me and my grandpa growing up together. Yeah, I played her in the river valley, sit in the kitchen and cry. Run his fingers through 7 years of living, wonder if every well he built gone dry. We was friends, me and his soul man. The place called the Green Frog Cafe. There was old man with beer guts and domino, lying about their lives while they played. And I was just a kid, they all called me sidekick. Desperado's waiting for a train. He's a drifter, he's a dinner of oil, he's an old school man of this world. Taught me how to drive his car when he's too drunk to know he's winking every money for the girls. My life was like some old western moon. Pushing 80, round the back of stains all down his chin. To me, he's one of the heroes of this country. Now, why's they all dressed up like them old men? Drinking beer, playing moon and 42. Train. In Esperanza. like seeing. The guy was grown. He's almost gone. We closed our eyes and we dreamed of supper kitchen. He said, play another verse, that old song. That old man, you hang on now, our train's coming. We got things to do, me and you. I need you, hang on. There's a light Desperado's waiting for a train. Train. Yeah, Jack, I swear that some bitch gonna run right through you, man. Our turn, you hang on there. Our turn.